With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here! Beautiful goal! Walcott! What a goal! Sanchez, a quality goal from the Gunners.
Hello and welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast for the week of Monday, the 15th of May. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up on this week's show, we talk to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain about his development at wing-back. Remember the Invincibles in our history lesson? Adrian Clarke is back with another dose of the chalkboard. Kick off, though, by looking back at another double game week with our Arsenal insider.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, delighted to say that former Arsenal star David Hillier now joins us on the show. Dave, great to have you on board. Doing a bit of work on your man cave, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just picked a lovely wet day to do the roof, Russ. But certainly looking forward to the next couple of weeks of football.
Sounds good, mate. Sounds good. So, double game week, important victories for Arsenal. Southampton was the first of them, wasn't it? It was a tough game, not the easiest place to go to, we well know, but Arsenal got the job done.
Yeah, I think they got it done in a way that they can take confidence into the next couple of games, you know. That's all they could really do. Everyone's been looking for that sort of performance. And with Giroud getting a couple, I think it's perfect timing for the lads.
It is, isn't it? And with that Southampton game in mind particularly, Alexis stepping up once again and just showing what a real kind of warrior for the cause he is.
Yeah, I think he's had little dips in form throughout the season, but he's come good at the right time for the team. Just to give him that bit of belief, as I said, going into the last couple of weeks, it's nice that it's gone that far and they give themselves a chance. But then you've got to look at Liverpool. They've got to beat Middlesbrough. It's going to be difficult for Borough, but there's still hope.
Skodra Mustafi, of course, returned as part of the three players at the back. Let's get his take after the final whistle of that game.
Yeah, it was an important game. It was a tough game as well. We knew that coming here is not easy to play. It's a good team, a team that like to play, you know. And I think we did well being patient in the first half. We had opportunities. They had one or two as well. So it was an opening game, but I think then we managed in the second half to come out and just keep playing our game and waiting, being patient until the opportunity comes. And we had a few opportunities and luckily we scored two.
Skodra Mustafi there. And David, good to see him slotting in alongside Koscielny and Rob Holding. Nice little trio, working pretty well.
Yeah, I think it first couple of games was okay. Then they had a little dip as a three. But as I said, just like the rest of the team, they've all come back together at the right time. It could have been and should have been a few weeks earlier. And then they'd have given themselves an even better chance of getting that fourth place. But I think you can't knock them. And I think Rob Holding's been brilliant the last couple of games.
Yeah, he's a really nice addition, isn't he? Then you've got the three at the back. You've also got the option of Monreal playing there, all wide left, as can Gibbs. And you've obviously got Oxlade-Chamberlain and or Bellerin on the right. It's a really nice balance and lots of quite healthy competition, I feel.
Yeah, I think I was just going to say that the competition's good. I think Hector Bellerin playing a bit better now since the Ox has threatened his position. You've got to say he was comfortable for a lot of the season and I think he thinks, no, I've got to turn it on now because I've got someone breathing down my neck with the Ox, and he's supplied a couple of great assists with some fantastic crosses in the last couple of games. So looking forward to seeing him play again.
And I guess up front, an exact similar case in point, whoever gets the nod to start seems to be getting goals. And Olivier Giroud, as you touched on, a great double performance because he got a couple of big goals in the next game against Stoke too.
Yeah. It's all about the timing. I think, again, he could have done with coming into a bit of form a bit earlier. And Danny Welbeck took time to get his goals, really, and to make his impact. But I'll keep saying it, Russell, the way throughout it, they've given us hope for the next couple of weeks, the way they're all playing. And I think the fans needed that. They needed a bit of a boost to give the manager a lift. And with the cup final coming up, it's all good for confidence.
Let's just remind ourselves of those two Olivier Giroud goals against the Potters.
Now it's towards Coquelin. Bellerin's on the move. Bellerin is in here. Right-hand side. All he's got to do is pull it back. It's towards Giroud. Can't miss! Cannot miss! From 2 yards out. Bellerin with the assist. Giroud with a simple tap-in. It is Stoke City nil, Arsenal 1. Here is Hector Bellerin again. Down the line looking for Mesut Ozil. Good close control from Ozil. Looks to try and curl it here for Ramsey. Inside the penalty area, still Ramsey. He's got Giroud if he needs him. Still Ramsey battles away with Johnson. Pulls it back for Giroud! There's another for the Gunners, who lead by 4-1. It's the Arsenal fans who celebrate away to our right. And as for the Stoke City supporters, well, that's the sound of seats being flipped up and home fans heading for the exit. Stoke City 1, Arsenal 4. And really, Arsenal's display over the course of this game has deserved it.
And as you have already said a couple of times, Dave, hope is all that Arsenal can really cling to at the moment, isn't it? But they've held up their end of the bargain and just going out to try and get a couple of wins, regardless of what Liverpool ultimately do. It's a little bit frustrating, isn't it? But at least they're finishing strongly.
Yeah, I think if it had happened 6 weeks ago, this sort of confidence and form, there'd have been a bit more belief and we'd have been in a better position. But Liverpool seem to have just held on, scoring 4 the other day, really helped their goal difference as well, if it did go that far. But we've got the cup final and, you know, we've got an exciting couple of games coming up.
That cup final is going to be great, isn't it? Regardless, and hopefully Arsenal will have the momentum heading in, you've mentioned. But then to take on a Chelsea team that are champions of England, well done to them. What a way to finish the season. Two really good teams with great history across the board and particularly in this tournament as well for Arsenal.
Yeah, great cup history, both teams. You've got to say you're hoping that maybe they've switched off a little bit and relaxed the last couple of weeks because they've already won the title. I can't see the manager allowing them to do that, but the lads might creep into a bit of relaxation, a bit of R&R, a bit more than usual. So hopefully it'll give us more of a boost. And she said, we've got the momentum at the moment. We've got something to play for still. And going into the cup final, I think we should be quite strong.
So hopefully have Chelsea taking the eye off the ball and Borough with a shock win against Liverpool.
That'll
that's
do,
our
mate.
Dream outcome, isn't it?
Yeah, that's perfect. But as football fans, we all know that that's the days of Liverpool. Arsenal don't do anything easy. They never have. So I'm just believing at the moment.
We'll chat about those Everton and Sunderland games with Adrian Clarke a bit later. David, thanks very much indeed for coming back on and being our Arsenal insider again. And get back to the finishing touches of that slightly damp man cave.
I will do, Russ. Thanks very much.
A player who's certainly getting plenty of welcome game time at the moment is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. The Ox playing at wing-back for the majority of recent matches. The new three at the back formation certainly suiting him. Let's get the Ox's take.
Alex, we've seen you in a number of positions this season, but most recently you've put together a string of impressive performances at wing-back. How are you finding the new role?
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a go for a couple of weeks. I spoke to the manager about playing in goal, maybe for the final. And maybe for Everton just to get a bit of practice. But, yeah, you know, I might try left-back next week. Who knows? No, it's been good. I've really enjoyed it, to be fair. It's been an interesting change for the whole team because, obviously, this squad's been together for a while now and we've always done the same thing and we've sort of based our philosophy around making sure that we stick to our game no matter what and as long as we play the way we can in our formation as good as we can, then it will be hard to beat on any day. So that's what we've been used to. And then to be able to turn around in a short space of time and learn the new formation, it's been a challenge for us. And I think the Middlesbrough game was probably the biggest challenge in a sense, because we really hadn't had any time to work on it, and we knew at that point as well it was a big game for us to go and win, and one that we could win and needed to win. So, you know, to go there with the new formation and we did well on the day, that was a big step, and I think we've slowly been growing into it and getting more used to it, obviously with time, and it's been interesting. And for me personally, it's a new role, but at the same time it sort of suits my qualities as well, and you know it's been a new challenge. I think obviously the defensive side of things, you know, when we're a bit deeper, I have to fill in and sort of be the fullback, which is obviously something that's not that natural for me. So I've had to pay attention and focus on when I'm doing that. But when we go forward, I found that it gives you a lot of freedom and helps you to join in from deep, which is something I think I more naturally do. Whereas, you know, when you're playing out and out on the wing, you do a lot of running off the ball and running in behind, and that was always something I wasn't as used to doing. I used to want to come to the ball and get the ball deeper and run with it and run at players. So I think this role suits me in that sense. So now I'm enjoying it so far, and I think the whole team is.
You mentioned there that you think the 3-4-3 suits you, but how much has it benefited you personally?
Well, yeah, like I just said, I think it suits my game, because obviously when I'm playing wing back, there's a lot of room to run into, and like I just said, then I feel like I'm more natural, more comfortable at running with the ball as opposed to running off the ball for someone to play it over the top. I much prefer to get the ball to feet and then be able to, you know, run with it and be a bit more of a midfield influence as opposed to a forward. And so I think obviously playing at wing back, I receive a lot of balls deep, and then from there it gives me the option to, I've always got a few options. I've got the option to obviously pass back to my centre half or to look for either Granit or Aaron in midfield, and then I've got time to look for Mesut or Danny if one of them wants to run in the channel running behind, or if one of them wants to come into feet, I can play that ball, and I've got the option to cross from deep, I think kind of like I did for the goal against Man City. I think I went to cross it a bit earlier, and then I stopped myself, and then the next few steps I then ended up crossing it. And then obviously the final option I've got is to then go and run at people as well. If all those options aren't available, I've always got the one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
To try and take their fullback on, so it gives you a lot of options running with the ball, and I think obviously my main qualities are probably running with the ball, and I like to try and pick a pass as well. So I think from wing back you can do that a lot more, whereas when you're a bit higher up on the wing, your options are a little bit limited. You don't have as much space. Obviously you're receiving the ball higher up with the defender much closer to you, and you either take him on or you end up coming back or coming inside. From wing back, you get the ball from deep and you've got time to have a few options. So now I've really enjoyed it. So yeah, we'll see how it goes on for the rest of the season.
And it's Adams, put through by Bold. Would you believe it?
Or Charlie George, who can hit him. Oh, a great goal!
It's up for grabs now! Thomas! Right at the end!
On May the 15th, 2004, Arsenal completed an undefeated Premier League campaign with a 2-1 win against Leicester City at Highbury.
Magic ball from Bergkamp to Patrick Vieira! The captain, fittingly, gets the goal that might make history.
What a magnificent goal to a magnificent pass.
Make a note of the date. May the 15th, 2004. History has been made. One of the greatest achievements since English football began. Arsenal have gone through an entire league campaign without losing. The first time it's happened for over 100 years. Played 38, won 26, drawn 12, lost exactly none.
Certainly a truly remarkable achievement that's unlikely to be replicated anytime soon is the boss talking about that greatest campaign.
When I am a manager and I look at the table of my team, I look always at the L and how big this number is, you know. When you can see L, zero, that's where you can be really, really happy. I congratulated everybody for having achieved something that I didn't feel was achievable. It was very emotional, and I was very proud as well that we could achieve something that had never been done, and maybe will never be done again.
The final game of a historic Premier League season. Let's discuss the culmination of this year's campaign with our own Adrian Clark.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
So Adrian Clark joins me at the Chalkboard. Clarky, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Russ. Yeah, good. I enjoyed the weekend. Top performance from the Gunners. So on we go.
Bet you didn't enjoy the weekend as much as the Arsenal Weekly podcast editor,
yeah,
Liam Roberts.
Heard it was a bit lively.
Yes, he's going to struggle in and try and join us in a bit. So we shall see how he's shaping up. Question on the Chalkboard to kick it off. Most memorable final day of the season.
Yeah, well, we'd love another great memory or two, wouldn't we, this season? Look, for anyone of my generation, the best will always be 1989. I remember I was a teenager, I was a schoolboy here, and I remember watching the game nervously. And when that Michael Thomas goal went in, I hit the roof, I just went absolutely mad inside the living room. So that was unforgettable. But in more recent times, I'd say it was the Tony Adams goal against Everton, and a beauty. Boldy chips it over for Tony, who I don't know what he was doing up there, and to lash it in like he did on the half volley was brilliant. And obviously the famous celebration is now commemorated by the statue outside Emirates Stadium. So, yeah, that was a brilliant, brilliant finish to the season.
Now, obviously another double game week, the last one of the season, Sunderland and Everton. And all Arsenal can effectively do is take care of their own business.
Yeah, look, Liverpool did really well, didn't they, to win at West Ham. So destiny is in their own hands. From Arsenal's point of view, they've just got to win the two games and hope for the best, and also win the two games so that they go into the FA Cup final feeling good about themselves, feeling like they are in peak condition. And at the moment, on the back of those two good away wins at Southampton and Stoke, they are feeling pretty pleased with themselves. They've got to carry that on now. And you don't want to be going into a cup final against a team of Chelsea's quality feeling low on confidence. So that is what these two games are about.
And I guess the pressure is maybe off just a little bit, that it's no longer in Arsenal's hands. And I wonder if that might help just get the results. It'll be interesting to see, won't it?
Yeah, Arsenal have traditionally been better without the pressure, haven't they, in recent seasons? They've finished really strongly once the title has been out of their reach in recent seasons. So it's something they habitually do. But I wouldn't necessarily put it down to that. I don't think that's the issue. They're getting used to new system, and with every passing game, they seem to become more comfortable. And when they keep winning, it just builds that momentum, that magic word. And yeah, if we go into the cup final on two more victories, two handsome victories, then Chelsea, although they'll be favourites, I think it'd be more of a 50-50 game.
Just have a quick look at both of the games. Sunderland, obviously, it's been a torrid campaign. Let's be honest, I've covered them a fair few times over the course of the season, and it's not really been getting any better, has it? Apart from one win a couple of weeks ago.
Shocking, Sunderland, absolutely shocking. David Moyes has had a disappointing campaign as a manager, and the players, they're not good enough really for the Premier League. So look, it's a must-win game for Arsenal, and they really, there is no excuse not to win it. But the caveat is that actually against the top six rivals, against teams in the top half, Sunderland haven't been smashed out of sight away from home. It's on home turf at the Stadium of Light where they've taken the real tonkings. They only lost 1-0 at Spurs. They've lost narrowly at some of the other big guns. So those expecting it to be 4 or 5-0 may just have to temper their enthusiasm here. It will be a game Arsenal should win, but they might prove quite stubborn.
And Everton, obviously a more potent team who've had a far better season. It'd be interesting to see how they set themselves up and what kind of performance they put in. With one or two unanswered questions, I think of Ross Barkley springing to mind.
For sure, yeah. Is he going to stay or not? Ronald Koeman's put the ball firmly in his court. There's a bit of revenge there as well. Arsenal were poor in the second half at Goodison Park, and they allowed the Toffees to really get the physical advantage. They came at Arsenal and they bullied us really in that second period. So I think we need to avenge that loss.
That was almost where it all started to kind of ebb away a bit, wasn't it? Because Arsenal had a very solid run-up until then. I remember watching it.
Definitely. But Everton haven't been good travellers this season. They were really poor at Chelsea. They weren't great at Tottenham, even though the score was 3-2. They were smashed in the Merseyside derby. So I think this is a game Arsenal, if they perform as they have done in recent games, I expect Arsenal to win it quite comfortably.
OK, Clarke, to round it all off then, in a sentence, how do Arsenal once again make top four?
Well, yeah, they need to hope for a miracle from Middlesbrough. It's as simple as that. But in terms of winning these... in terms of winning these two matches, it is all about continuing what they did at Southampton and Stoke. I thought the blend between the artistry of their natural game and the aggression and discipline, I thought the blend was just right. Do that again and they'll get 6 more points.
Now, Clarkey, a pallid and sweaty man is crawling into the studio, a man who I think has been on a massive stag do, a man who I think has spent several days in Dublin as best man and has somehow got himself back. See Arsenal Weekly editor, podcast editor Liam Roberts.
More importantly, I got the stag back as well. So that was the key element of the weekend. He got back, we all got back.
You're standing up.
I'm standing, yeah. I don't know if he's standing, but I am standing. So who will be left standing in our predictions competition? Russ, do you remember what you said last week? So we asked for an aggregate score over the two games last week.
Yeah, and I wasn't too far away, but I said 4-2.
Yeah, correct, Adrian?
Yeah, no, I said 5-1 and I was on the money until Olivier Giroud ruined it for me. Never have I celebrated an Arsenal goal less than that fourth one at the Bet365 Stadium.
You actually got the Stoke result right there. Like, you said 4-1 in the Stoke game.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I just fancied us to put right the wrongs of the past recent years. So, they delivered a really good performance.
So that makes it 27 points to 21. Russ, the only way you can get back into this now is two exact results.
Yes, which would give me a draw, wouldn't it?
Give you a draw, yeah, and then I'll have to think of some kind of...
Some weird countback. Playoff. But it's unlikely. Let's just quickly remind, if we can, listeners, what is on the line here. If I lose, Adrian Clarke has the right to take over my @Russ_Hargreaves Twitter account for a day, which is worrying. And it's not going to probably happen now, but if, I don't know, there's a draw and then I win on countback, which is slim, what do you have to do?
I'm going to have to babysit, aren't I? Mr and Mrs Hargreaves are going to have a night on the tiles and you're going to place your faith in me.
And only you. You can't bring any assistance.
Yeah, so look, bring it on. Look, that's what I say, but... Yeah,
about 2% chance of happening now, isn't it?
I'm feeling mildly confident at this
stage. The realisation on Russ's face when he remembered what the bet was a bit earlier was pretty good.
Yeah, you don't want to put your Twitter in the hands of me. I could ruin you.
And will.
It's nice working with you.
Has. Likewise, Liam.
So, prediction competition this week. I want to know, last goal scored for Arsenal in the Premier League this season. Who's going to get it?
Premier League, of course. Who's first? Mm.
I'll go first. Okay. I'll go first then. I think you went first last week. So, who's going to score last? I would imagine that... I'm going to go with... look, it's potluck, isn't it? Olivier Giroud.
I will say Alexis. Why not? And then some sort of, you know, poignant question there, set.
And then let's try and take it to the last game of the season.
We'll do the best we possibly can.
All the best, my friend.
Liam, thank you. And Clarky, when can we see or hear you again?
I have actually got the day off for Sunderland and Everton games, so I will be next on The Breakdown, same time next week, looking back at the Everton match.
Well, that's full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Adrian Clark, to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and to David Hillier for their contributions today. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes, leaving us a 5-star review in the process. You can find us on Acast these days as well, so you've never got the excuse to miss another episode. We're back on Monday, the 22nd of May. And until then, it's bye for now. And come on, you Gunners.
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.